Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It is Steve Arterburn. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. And joining me today, Mylon Yurkovich is right here. Hey, Mylon.
Steve, how are you?
Doing all right today.
And yes.
Hope everybody that's watching or listening has a great day. If you want to join us, you know, we're doing two programs today. Dr. Jill Hubbard will join us momentarily, but you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. And I want to remind you, you know, that this program is for you, and we just don't mind anything. We don't mind handling anything. Untidy problems, that's what we have. And, you know, I just did we've got a segment over on TV.NewLife. On Ashley Madison and all of that, but you know, I did a segment on shame today, based on Misty and I were out for a walk and we saw a car parked not parallel. If you recall, OJ didn't do a very good job of parallel parking. Do you remember that?
No.
Well,
are we talking about something that happened 20 years ago? That was an O.J. reference?
We saw that, and I just thought, you know, here O.J. got off of the murder trial. He did fine with that, and he was found innocent in this murder trial. And then he goes and commits this armed robbery, and now he is in prison for this robbery. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was kind of like there was something driving him to punish himself for what he got off for, and that's what guilt does. You sometimes will get yourself punished. But I thought, and I include this in the segment, I thought about how shame, you're kind of punishing yourself not for something you did, but something that somebody else did, and you take that on. Or you're still punishing yourself for something that, well, maybe you were forgiven for that long time ago.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be punishing yourself for that anymore.
One of the best quotes I heard on that, Steve, was, I can't remember the person's name, but he put it this way: what began as a we, as I aged, I took on as a me.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You know, somebody else put shame in, but then I took over at some particular point in time.
Don't you think we take over where our parents leave off a lot of times, Mylon? Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, and with OJ, Steve, I kind of think of it as God's justice and his timing, right? And our sins will be found out. And like you were saying with shame, it's like we keep waiting for the hammer to come down, and it never does.
True.
Right?
I love Agatha Christie. I think she's one of these amazing writers. And one of the things she wrote in one of her novels, The Moving Finger, she says in there, well, we don't really have to wait for God to punish us. We're so busy punishing ourselves.
So true.
I just thought, man,
what a great
line. That ever true? So, you know, if you're punishing yourself today, God really does have a much, much better plan. And it doesn't have anything, it doesn't have shame in it. It has a plan that he came into the world that we literally could be free. And that's what God wants, and that's what we want for you. And I don't know what you're struggling with, but whatever it is, let us help you with 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Maybe you're struggling not with something that you did, or something that was done to you, but something that's just there. You don't even know where it's from. We could help you with that. 1-800-229-3000. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to encourage you, if you are a woman, you live with someone who is struggling with an issue of sexual integrity or sexual purity, don't wait for that person to do what they may simply never, ever get ready to do. Don't do that. Call us right now. Let us help you help them. Get them into every man's battle. I mean, that's where hope is found. And most of the time, when somebody goes, a woman has made that first call. And so, you know, it doesn't mean that if you make the first call that they're not going to benefit. It's our job to take whatever got them there and turn that around. But we've got one coming up, and I want to see your man that is betraying you. I want to see that man to come and join us. It's the first week of October. I believe it's October the 6th. You come join us, and it's every man's battle. And you know what? It really is. He's got to do something about it. He's got to figure it out one way or the other.
What's the verse, you share on that, Steve, that or to go and rescue the people that are, you know.
Well, the verse is, hold back those staggering toward the slaughter.
There you go.
And then, of course, Proverbs 10:10 is the opposite of that, where it says, if you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting peace. And if you're a peacekeeper, don't get confused. God doesn't honor peacekeeping. He honors peace making. And the way you make peace is you confront the reality. Nowhere ever can I find any justification for enabling evil in any way. So call us. Make the first call. We'll take it from there. Now, if you want to join us, and we're going to go right to the phones right now, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. All right, let's go to Rebecca. Twin Falls is where she's calling from, and she listens online. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Well, I'm wanting to participate in a 12-step Al-Anon program.
And, yeah.
I really see a lot of benefit with that, and with I just need to work on boundaries and not trying to control my husband's drinking or obsessing on it. So I'm really just wanting to get help for me of how to weather the storms. And my concern is, am I dishonoring God and Jesus by participating in a program that doesn't necessarily, I can't really talk about that, who my God
uh-huh.
is.
Yeah.
And I just keep that personal and still be part of that group and glean all of, there's so much good information there and so many good tools.
Yeah.
Is there a conflict? Do you see a conflict there?
No.
Okay.
Because
cool.
if you're struggling, then you would want to do more listening than sharing, right?
Yes.
And while they haven't embraced, or some have not embraced your faith, they still have found ways to deal with the same problem you've dealt with from a practical standpoint, strategies and different tactics. Now, every meeting I go to, I'm always astounded at how much and how frequently Christians share a little bit here or there. They don't talk about Jesus and they don't talk about salvation, but it ekes out that you can tell this person's a Christian by what they said here or there, what they went through or did, and then that's somebody that you can share with later. But what if all of us Christians decided we're not going to go to those groups anymore? Well, who would be there for anything? But what I mean, the other option is to start a life recovery group that would deal with codependency, start that in your church. But I'd still hate for you to miss out on being with somebody that has been in Al-Anon for 20 years and knows the ropes, knows all the principles and the concepts.
There's a lot of people there who have a long who are rocks and pillars, and I feel like I need to glean from them.
Right. Well, I just don't think you ought to feel bad about that at all, any more than you should feel bad about going to an exercise class, and you might be sitting there exercising at the direction of an atheist who somehow figured out how to really get themselves physically fit. Let's see what Jill and Mylon think about the
Rebecca,
whole thing.
You're allowed to have Jesus as your higher power.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I feel like ashamed of that. I wasn't always a believer. I got saved later in life in my 20s, and I participated. I was a seeker, so I did a lot of New Age stuff. I did a 12-step program in my 20s, but I was never a believer. When I became a believer, I felt like I had to give all of that up. And now I'm seeing it as God is, I'm looking for help, and he's putting this out there as a raft. Here's help. Use it. You don't have to be black or white.
Okay, right. Yes. Yes, this help is for you. You know, I mean, AA was started by people who were Christians, were grounded in God's word. And the 12 steps, really, if you look at it, it isn't a bunch of Christian ease, but it's all principles right out of the Bible.
That's what I think. So,
Have you been to a meeting yet?
I'm a Christian.
No, not at all. You know, it's God as you understand him is how they do it. They do it more generically. But you're allowed to have God as you understand him as your higher power.
Okay. That's such a relief. I feel like I hide that part of myself because I don't know I'm going to get shamed or shut down or people pleaser. So.
Yeah, you know what? And 12-step meetings in some ways are more accepting than a lot of churches, unfortunately.
I feel like I can be real there.
Right. They kind of accept you right where you're at.
Yeah.
It's not about shaming people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you want to be sure that you're in a women's Bible study where your faith is continuing to be developed and grounded in truth. And you want to be sure that in the area of Christianity that you have people who are able to talk about Jesus from the standpoint of Jesus is their higher power, not their own agenda, their own hatred, their own bitterness, all of those kinds of things, see? Because one of the things I like about 12-step recovery is the concept of higher power. It forces you to look at, well, what really is in control here? Is it my ego? Is it my bias? Is it my hatred? And so you go there with Christ as your higher power, and then you do what Paul did. He said, I became, or I tried to be all things to all people. It didn't mean he gave up his faith, but he tried to relate to people in a way that they would hear him, and he didn't do things that were separating or that appeared arrogant because of his faith. He did things that okay. drew people to him just the way that Jesus did. So I don't think you should worry about that. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. Have you ever seen that?
No, and I am very kind of disconnected from church and my faith and having Christian support. So that's probably a piece I need mm-hmm. to implement as well.
Yeah, right. Yes. And one of the reasons that you'd be embarrassed about your Christian faith is because so many Christians aren't very good at representing the faith, and you just see bitterness, resentment, hatred spewn everywhere from Christians, and so you go, man, I don't want to be associated with that.
Steve,
the other thing
you see from Christians is what I call social awkwardness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to walk in circles with people of different faiths and religions and ideas and philosophical orientations. And so, Rebecca, as a Christian, one of the things you're learning to do is to move from a black and white world to an integrated world where you're able to integrate good and bad in everything, yourself, a group, the church, an AA group, where you can see the good and bad in both and learn to realize, and in yourself, and realize there's nothing perfect anywhere, okay? And number two, you're learning how to carry yourself into the world. This is a part of our sanctification journey. How do we be a light and not catch everything on fire?
You know what I mean? That's good.
You know, how do we be a light? You know, like hide that. It under a bushel? No, I'll just start a forest fire right here. And a lot of people don't know how to do that well. Mm-hmm. And so but the only way you're going to learn it is through exposure. You can't learn this from a book. You have to get out there and learn what it feels like to smile and not be awkward, and not be self-conscious. Okay. To learn to be comfortable in your own skin, surrounded by a lot of different people. Takes practice.
Okay. I'm going to send you a life.
Quick question.
Yeah, okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I did a lot of meditation that you could believe any faith you wanted. It was just a technique, and you'd spend 10 days in silence and meditation. I did it numerous times, became a Christian, felt like I had to give that up, and it is such a wonderful thing in my life and helps with being grounded in anxiety, being still and quiet and hearing God. And so I'm picking that up again. Is that contrary to my Christian faith?
Well, if you're focusing on meditating on biblical truths and Jesus and things like that, no, it's not at all. In fact, you know, you might want to pick a scripture. And like the scripture, seek first the kingdom of God. And just take that right there and ask yourself and focus on, well, what is God's kingdom?
So the technique I'm practicing is not that. It's just focusing on your breath and sensations in your body. So I'll do my Bible before, then I do that for 30 minutes.
So Rebecca,
well, that's a great way.
Rebecca, I think that's an important thing. All of us
relaxation.
Need, yeah, I think it's an important thing. All of us need to learn to do. You know, Jesus spoke to Martha, and when she was complaining that Mary wasn't helping her get dinner ready, and he said, "You know, Martha, you're so worried and bothered by so many things." And the word, one of those words, I forget which one, is a word riot in the book of Acts regarding a riot in the city of Ephesus. In other words, some of our minds are like a riot. We can't slow them down. We can't stop them from being in a riotous mode. And so to learn to bring ourselves into a position where we consciously slow ourselves down, breathe, and as Steve said, find a focal point and learn to control what our mind does. Instead of
That's
it,
what it is, not instead just letting, it, not reacting,
yeah.
and
right.
my mind
yeah.
just run.
So that's just, I think that's a very important thing that a lot of Christians, I had to learn to do that too, Rebecca. I had to learn to sit still so I could quiet the riot in my head.
Okay.
There are
so
also.
I feel guilty and like I have to hide that.
I hide
away and do these things because I feel like I'm weird, but they help me in my life.
Right. Well,
and it helped me honor Jesus and hear his voice instead of my own mental trappings.
That's right. That is a part of being still. It's a part of prayer life. And, you know, a lot of churches and things have silent retreats. And I remember the first time.
You?
Oh, yeah. The first time I went on one, I thought I was going to jump out of my skin. The next time I went on one, it wasn't long enough. So,
yes.
So right, it's wonderful.
Are there Christians who do that?
Absolutely.
Yes. And Rebecca, let me send you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. There's some great stuff on there on meditation and just contemplative spiritual growth. If you go on Amazon and you look at Christian meditation, might be a good thing to Google.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole world that'll open up to you. And it's great that you've said goodbye to the New Age type stuff, but there is biblically based meditation and spirituality that I think you're really going to enjoy. But the real key, I think, for you, in addition to that, is get into a women's Bible study that's really good and get yourself to church and hear some great biblical teaching. We'll be back after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, just looking at our previous phone call, don't try to raise yourself up on your own. If you're a little baby in Christianity and in belief, be sure you've got some parenting going on, some people that are putting some truth into you so you can feel confident in your faith. Because otherwise, you're going to wonder and question everything. And there's a lot of sick faith out there. I've got a series on TV.NewLife on toxic faith and the toxic faith beliefs. And I think it could help you there if that's who you are. But get into a Bible-believing church. Get the teaching of that pastor. And then also, in addition to that, get into a Bible study. It really can help. Anything else you guys want to add about that call before we go on?
I'm just so glad that she called and that she's asking her questions, because she does sound rather isolated. And so I'm hoping that she really embraces what we said and gets involved.
And part of the pleaser thing that she identified herself with is the inability to stand up to others. And that's the sanctification journey. When I, as a recovering pleaser myself, I had to ask myself, did the old me resemble Jesus? And the answer is no. Jesus stood up to people, and then he could tolerate the reverberation or the backlash. Right. Which
is
what differentiation is all about. That we can learn
yes.
to tolerate what happens when we say no.
Mm-hmm. She had a fear of doing it wrong.
Yeah,
right?
A fear of the rejection or yes. criticism of others.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a part where we all need to learn to get brave.
Yes.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk with Tiffany. Champagne listens on XM satellite radio. I assume you're from Champagne and not drinking it while you're talking with us. Is that right?
Right.
You're
right,
toasting us yeah. right now, huh?
Yeah. I'm driving, so I would hope so.
Well, how could we help today?
I want to encourage Rebecca for sure. I hope that from now on she definitely doesn't feel like she has to hide that. I feel it took me a long time to learn the importance of quiet time. I am not, my mind races, like you said, the riots, but it's so important. So for what it's worth, if she's still listening, I really want to let her know that that absolutely falls in line with what I believe anyway for a Christian, and not to feel like she has to hide it because there's so much power in that time.
Yes, I agree, and I appreciate you saying that.
My question, I hope it's not loaded for you today. I'm struggling both with the peacekeeper part and the pleaser. I called a few days ago. It's interesting, and I didn't make it on in time, and so I told her I'd call back another day. And now, as I'm listening today, so many things keep popping up that are resonating, but it's not healthy for me at all. My husband, we've been married 5 years, together almost 10. We are a blended family. Our dating relationship was a little dysfunctional. We both had kids, so it was not smooth and interesting, but I was confident in it, in that I had never been in a relationship before where someone was faithful. Everyone had always, even as a young girl, always ended up being unfaithful. In his previous marriage, his wife had an affair. That was the cause for their divorce. His faith is so strong, so I always felt like, man, not only is his word good, but there's no way. He's been scarred by it, and his faith is stronger than any man's I've ever known. Like, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a week after we got married, I don't even remember now. I never thought I'd forget because it was so bold at the time. But I was on the computer and found an email, obviously read his email. He was wanting me to pull up something about the kids' ball schedule or something, mm-hmm. and came across one that was old from when we were dating, of a girl writing to him saying, basically, I am going to take you off of my Facebook. I feel myself starting to have feelings for you. I know it's not appropriate since you're in a relationship. I hope you understand. Which mm-hmm. was huge for her. Like, I would like to tell her thank you. I don't know who she is, but that was very appropriate of her. And he writes back, oh, gosh, that's harsh. You know, whatever you think, I'll still be here, whatever. So I felt so, we had just gotten married. And yet this was a year before, and I was totally blown away, talked to him about it. He didn't think it was a big deal. They just talked. It was all on Messenger, social
okay.
media.
All right. So that's a long time ago. That's a lot of detail.
Yes.
Help us understand
yes.
how we could help you today, okay?
Fast forward to this year, mm-hmm. the resentment from just feeling like I couldn't trust him anymore, that blow kind of lingered.
Okay, so tell
and
me what's
this
the problem
year,
right
all
now.
All over again. I mean, he was wanting to pull up business stuff from his Messenger, and there's mm-hmm. loads, 10, 12, every woman that he was always reaching out, like, in any capacity, a lot of them didn't respond.
Okay, so...
You know, he would keep trying, so...
When's the last time...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When's the last time you found that he's involved with another woman?
This spring. But I have trouble with it because the weight of it, I feel like I shouldn't let it carry that much weight. He says now that dating, yes, there were physical pieces. But that since we've been married, there's been nothing physical. But I just can't.
Well, that's irrelevant.
It hurts the same.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. He's betrayed you. He's gone outside. We'll talk about it after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Talking to Tiffany, and Tiffany's husband is, he's been involved with women online, and it was before they got married. It's been after. So, Mylon, you've got some thoughts about this. Why don't you and Tiffany have a little discussion here as we're looking at this?
Well, Tiffany, I'm just so sorry that you're going through this. It would be very difficult if you felt that, you know, he was committing his love to you and to see that love somehow broken and the loyalty, questioned. And I think that'd be a horrible place to be. So are you still there, Tiffany?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here.
So I just want to tell you that that's a difficult place to be. What your husband probably is a serial romance addict.
Yeah.
So hold that thought.
That would make sense.
Yes, it would. Yeah. So now hold that thought for a second. When you said that his faith is strong, I'd like you to reconsider another word. I'd like you to reconsider the possibility that his faith has moments where he's intense. And we can think that that is strong. But intensity doesn't mean strength. It just means I am very invigorated about something. So he can be invigorated about the Lord 1 minute. He can be invigorated about, you know, an email or Facebook the next moment. He goes from intensity to intensity to intensity to intensity.
So what do you think about that? You said strong. Mylon's saying,
Yeah.
If this is kind of who I think it is, probably more intense than strong.
Right.
And you're saying, yeah.
I guess I would have said maybe consistent before. That was so important to me. But, you know, it's also been hard for me because, the first instance, which I didn't know about any of them until, even the ones that took place before our marriage, I didn't know about any of them until after. And the first one was at a youth conference. He shared his testimony. She was touched by it. She reached out to him, and they started talking. That's the girl that was kind enough to write to say, this is not appropriate. my feelings aren't appropriate, sorry. So for me, it's like, man, then I would get really, you know, I didn't want him to go do those anymore. And it was, and then, I mean, and so that, then I felt like horrible, because why would I ever discourage that? But there were inappropriate things coming from it. So, I don't know. I've targeted myself a lot, like, but
okay, wait a second.
I'm not sure what
clarify
the answer is.
You
what?
Clarify for me something. You were
yes.
saying that you wouldn't want to discourage him connecting with a female over what?
Well, no, just participating in those, you know, conferences, in the youth group, in those environments. Obvious, definitely, that small situation that came from that.
But, yeah, but see,
absolutely
if he...
wrong.
If
but
he,
I would want him to still be able to be involved in what he was doing. I thought, you know, on the outside was good, but that
yeah, but
happened
see,
to
if,
come out of it. And so then I'm
you,
resentful for that. And it's like,
well, wait,
you know,
hold on. If a man has shown that he is in need of being fascinating to women, then
absolutely.
Somebody
That's
else
exactly,
needs then
absolutely right.
Yeah, then somebody else needs to be the one in ministering to females, and a woman should never feel bad about saying that's not where God wants you to be doing your work. Whether you're dating that person or you're married to them, it's more about your fascination with females than it is about the work of somebody trying to help somebody find deeper growth in their faith. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if
okay.
that were his motivation, then he would have better boundaries. And the fact
there
that someone had to say, I need to stop talking to you, he would have absolutely respected that and
mm-hmm.
taken a look at himself in how
yep.
he might be, you know, flirting and causing people to stumble. And that's
right.
not what he did.
So I just want to clarify that with you. Now, what do we suggest that he does? Well, Tiffany, I'm going to send you a book worthy of her trust. I think that's going to help you when you give that to him after you read it and say, this is the standard here. Secondly, you can suggest, hey, go get some help. This is, you know, it's not physical, but many times the emotional feels worse to a woman than the physical does.
And if just because they're not entertaining, who knows if they would have actually taken him up on any of this communication, maybe it would have gone there.
But,
it's just,
but it doesn't,
I don't know.
But look. Just call it one thing.
It doesn't matter.
Just call it this. It's betrayal. Don't even call it something sexual. It's betrayal.
Right.
What if he was calling up women and saying, my wife is ugly and stupid? That's betrayal. That has nothing to do with sex, right?
Right.
So just call it betrayal.
Yeah.
And so what do men do that betray women? They go get that fixed. They go get character. They work with other men. Tell him to do that. Go get help. For your betrayal. Don't talk to me about whether it was physical or what degree it was or what you talk about.
That's not
You're
even
inviting
the point.
Women to take my place. That's betrayal. You need to be angry
Absolutely.
About that.
So, Steve, he needs...
Yeah, that's,
he's getting emotional
kind of
hits.
That's my biggest issue over the last year that I've been... That it's kind of resurfaced is, for me, like, I struggle... even through my prayers, because it's preventing me, unfortunately, from feeling like I can genuinely be the wife that I should be. I'm resentful.
Because you're not demanding.
I don't miss him when he's traveling.
Because,
when he comes
because
home,
you're not demanding, you're not demanding anything of him, Tiffany. You need to demand that he go get help for the problem. Otherwise, you're being shoved to the curb. Emotionally,
Tiffany, yeah,
he wouldn't be bugged.
Tiffany,
that.
He's getting emotional hits. So if he were getting hits off of, you know, cocaine or a drug, wouldn't you stand up and say something?
Absolutely.
So yeah. Emotional hits are a drug. You have to look at it that way.
Tiffany?
Like, they're not surfacing from me.
Tiffany?
I feel like I'm a very... Yes.
Hold on. Look, you keep repeating yourself. You're saying, you know, and I want you to hear that. You are. There's an afraid little girl inside of you, Tiffany. This is your second marriage that isn't working out right. This is a horrible place to be.
The last one was extremely physically abusive. How am I falling into these?
Well, that's another question. Mm-hmm. And if you came to Women in the Battle, and he went to every man's battle, and you began to understand, there's a part of you that is. You know, the fact that you didn't know his history before you got married tells me that there wasn't enough preparation or that you didn't ask enough hard questions.
It was always about his wife having cheated on him.
Of course.
Okay, well, Tiffany, hold on a second.
He wasn't able to heal from that.
Of course.
Tiffany.
So you're going to rescue.
Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes.
So?
Yes, sir.
You were in an abusive relationship. Now you're in a relationship where you're being betrayed. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You need help. You need to say, Tiffany, hey, this isn't going the way we expected life to go. Let's go get some help here. Well, otherwise, what are you going to do? Just wait till he gets better?
I don't know. I did Women at the Well because I kept thinking, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be more accepted, giving, or what is there that I'm not recognizing? And it was helpful, but I didn't feel like it was maybe exactly for... There were women there struggling with things that I could never imagine experiencing.
You were there... Wait a second. You were at Woman at the Well because you weren't giving enough to him? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, he said, if it's going to help us, if it's going to make you want to be with me more, connect to me, and basically be able to look past everything and be happy and content and actually sex drive, then go.
I think you're being beaten down by these men, these kind of fast-talking men that want to do what they want to do, and so they make you feel bad about yourself. So I think it's time for you to get some help, get into some counseling, have somebody that can walk alongside of you, get into a woman's support group, Tiffany, so that you can feel stronger in your position. You know what's right. Don't let them talk you. Don't let your husband talk you out of that.
Okay.
You deserve so much
more. It's not that you're not loving enough. Just that you're not a drug because he's used to you. He's habituated to you. But that isn't deeper love to just have hits.
Right?
You want something deeper and something more. That's not wrong.
Here's the sick man betraying you all the time with all these women saying, well, you know, if you could go fix yourself here at this workshop, you go ahead and go.
Making you feel like the problem's terrible.
We've been married for 26 years, 6 kids. If this didn't work, I was ready to file.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Dallas November 6th through the 8th.
Like they said, it's probably cheaper than divorce.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The sparks are already rejuvenated.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylan Yurkovich. He is the author of How We Love. It is amazing if you've never read it. And also, you know, he's going to be with me and Francis Chan and Marilyn Meberg and Jason and his wife, Shelley, are going to be at the Ultimate Intensive Workshop, February 12th, 13th, and 14th in Irvine, California.
Steve, that's the Ultimate Intimacy Intensive.
What did I say?
Just the Ultimate Intensive. So
it is the Ultimate Intensive.
Tiffany needs to go to that.
It's about intimacy at all different levels.
Yeah.
It's so cool how Steve, you set it up. It's about emotional, spiritual, and sexual intimacy. It's really neat.
Don't you think Tiffany should go to that with her husband?
I would hope so. Tiffany, if you're still listening. You know, that's where a lot of the intensity of great physical, emotional, and spiritual intimacy, if it's not there, then the guy goes looking for it outside. And there's just so much more that you can experience in your relationship. And you guys that went to Every Man's Battle, hey, this is graduate school for you. And, just because you stopped something doesn't mean you know how to be sexually intimate. Emotionally intimate,
which is part of the problem because you don't know how, right? So that's the substitute. So, Steve, you're saying they should go to the EMB first, right?
And
should couples go to the marriage weekend first and then to this intensity?
It just depends on their situation and what they've done before. But
just trying to clarify since this is a new thing.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the other before you come to the intensive, but. One's in February and one's in November. And if you're struggling, it'd be better to get help in November than February. So, but anyway, call us right now if you can, and we'll tell you about that or Every Man's Battle. We really do want to help you and your spouse to have the kind of marriage that God intended you. And before I go to the next caller, on TV.newlife.com, there's an Ashley Madison segment there. I think it'll give you some insight into that and hopefully some hope. All right, let's go to Bonnet from Cookeville. Listens on XM. Is that Cookeville, Tennessee, by any chance?
Yes, sir.
Been there many times. My brother used to live there. Love that town. Now, how can we help you today?
Well, I was wanting to, there was a lady earlier that was talking about the 12-step puzzle. And let me say, first of all, I am a Tennessean, and I have a very southern drawl, as you can tell, and I hope I can speak where everybody can understand what I'm saying.
I love the way y'all speak. It's just good.
I'm sorry.
We're bilingual, so go ahead.
Yes.
Steve's from Texas.
I'm so glad I got to get on here because I was telling earlier to the lady I was talking to there, I've done a jail ministry for 8 years now, and I actually went into this ministry just as a whim, because I'm a person that will try anything, and I was telling her, as soon as I walked in that jail, and I walked back there, and I saw those women that were back there, I fell in love. I knew what I was created for.
That is so cool.
Wow.
I love that.
It is. It's cooler than you can even believe. But I was telling her we get to take the Life Recovery Bible in. It's a 12-week program, and so I get to take 20 Life Recovery Bibles into those girls every. I go do three different times a year, so you get to actually take the Life Recovery Bible in 60 of those books a year.
Wow. That's so great.
And
thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. These girls love the Bibles. They understand them better than, you know, anything else. And we do a 12-step program there. And what I was telling the lady, I was wanted to address that earlier, there are faith-based recovery programs out there. And I honestly think that 12 steps goes further than anybody would actually even imagine. I believe that you could do the 12 steps every day of your life. I believe it would apply every day of your life.
Sure.
To everyone. I don't think anybody is excluded, really, when it comes down to it. I think we all have defects, we have addictions, we have problems that the 12 steps can actually address. One of my biggest things, we go on Jeremiah 29:11, that people are not created to be losers. They're not created to be, they're not created to be the black sheep of the family. So many people think that they're supposed to be the, you know, that's just their lot in life.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Black.
Okay.
But God did not create us to be a black sheep or a loser.
Were you just calling to say that? And I am just so grateful that you did. And let me send you a copy of the 12 gifts of life recovery and the 12 laws of life recovery. They're brand new.
Yes.
And then,
thanks.
You've said this, you've given me an excuse to say that Dave Stoop and I are in Nashville at the World Congress this week. This will be Wednesday and Thursday. And Dave and I are going to be doing a workshop, and then I'm doing a workshop by myself on how people really change. It's all based on life recovery. And then on Thursday evening, they announce the formation of the fourth division of the American Association of Christian Counseling, which is the Life Recovery Division. They're wanting to train 100,000 counselors, therapists, and pastors in life recovery and be certified life recovery counselors and coaches. Pretty exciting time for Dave and myself. So
that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. I would love to come to to your conference and hear what you have to say. It's made a difference in my life. I know it's made a big difference.
Let me thank you. I'll send you these 12 gifts and 12 laws, and hopefully one of these days I could get over to Cookeville again and come and help you minister there in the prison. We've got some pictures of us. Larry Sonnenberg and I went to the Polk County prison, maximum security for men, and then the one for women. And we sent them a case of Life Recovery Bibles, and it's exciting to see these guys get their act together. Well, we're going to do another program right after this. And so if you hang in there, if you're on the line, stay with us. We'll get to your call. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Now, Every Man's Battle is coming up on October the 9th in Washington, D.C. And now that school has started, the dust has settled, and you're focused, it's time to get rid of the problem. This one guy said, after struggling for years with porn, having sex with myself 22 years, trying to stop for the past 6 years, I finally found hope and victory. He says, total victory is not expected. We all struggle with it. We fail. But he rejected that defeatist attitude, and he's experienced that victory. That's what we want for you. It's at Every Man's Battle. And don't wait for somebody you love to just magically one day say, I want to get some help. You call, and we'll get the information for you. Also, coming up November the 6th, that's the Marriage Solution Weekend, and healing is a choice. Everywhere I go at Women of Faith, I have these amazing stories about healing is a choice. It's incredible what I hear. And so it could be that way for you. It could change everything. You call us, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to be on this program, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want some help, if you can support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God bless you. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Jill. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.